This is Statehouse Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. This year's session of the General Assembly is now in its final weeks. There are just 12 legislative days remaining. This week, the Senate approved its version of next year's $8.2 billion state operating budget. Senators rejected efforts to fund 3% pay raises for state employees. Richland County Senator Darrell Jackson argued that in the last 10 years, raises have been minimal, and for four of those years, state workers received 0% raises.
If they are a priority, if we do value their services, perhaps there shouldn't be as many zeros in those years. Zero, 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 zero.
The Senate did approve one-time $500 bonuses for employees that make less than $50,000 a year if funding becomes available. Several senators attempted to attach restrictions on abortion to the budget. Anderson Republican Richard Cash unsuccessfully tried to prohibit the state's health plan from providing coverage for abortions resulting in rape or incest. The budget now heads to a conference committee where differences between Senate and House versions will be ironed out. Last week, backers of expanding solar energy appeared to have won a major victory in the House by winning tentative passage to a bill to promote more residential and business use of solar in the state. The bill was opposed by Duke Energy and South Carolina Electric and Gas Company because of the reduced rates some solar customers receive back from utilities. This week, when the bill came up for a final vote, opponents used some parliamentary maneuvers to kill it. Bill sponsor Nathan Ballantyne of Lexington County charged that despite the recent bad publicity for utilities because of the VC Summer nuclear project, they still have too much sway in the House.
What happened in the body Tuesday shows everybody that the utilities still have a stranglehold over here. You certainly got to wonder the people in charge, particularly committee chairmen, where it just seems like they're just doing the biting of the utilities instead of checking with the people back home. Because nobody was against this bill except those two utility companies.
A spokesman for Duke Energy said the utility opposed the bill because many of its electric customers would have to unfairly subsidize some of the reduced rates solar customers would be charged. A bill that would prevent local governments from banning the sale of plastic bags and styrofoam-type containers to help litter control is now up for debate in the Senate. The bill would allow only the state to enact such bans. The coastal cities of Folly Beach, Hilton Head Island, the Isle of Palms, and Surfside Beach have already enacted bans, and those would be allowed under the bill. Edgefield Senator Shane Massey said the bill is aimed at preventing a patchwork of different prohibitions across the state.
I'm concerned about a proliferation of varying ordinances that treat Walgreens differently in Mount Pleasant than they treat them in Beaufort, or they treat them in Columbia. I think that's an issue.
Opponents of the bill argue it allows the state to usurp the authority of local governments. The bill has already passed the House. With the short time left in this year's session, many bills stand no chance of passage. Bills pertaining to medical marijuana, abortion restrictions, and gun safety failed to cross from one body to the other by this week's deadline and will die with adjournment on May 10th. Another bill that will not advance this year calls for the state's voters to indicate if they would like to see the state observe daylight saving time on a year-round basis. Statehouse Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.